This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Squirrel hunting is in full swing. Archery deer hunt also going quite well. And fall fishing kicking in full speed. And young hunters will get their days next weekend. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. As we mentioned, youths will be taking to the woods this next weekend, October 9th and 10th, for the annual Illinois Youth Either Sex Firearm Deer Hunt. Permits for this season are available over-the-counter from DNR Direct License and Permit vendors. And you got to keep in mind that archery deer hunters are required to wear a blaze orange cap and upper outer garment of at least 400 square inches of blaze orange during this two-day youth firearm deer hunt. And as we mentioned, that gets underway this coming Saturday throughout the state. The special two-day firearm hunt concludes at sunset on October 10th. The blaze orange requirement also applies to participants in the youth hunt. And the special hunt is for youths who have purchased their permits over-the-counter this year by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources for a specific county that they plan to hunt. Now, young hunters must be accompanied by a non-hunting parent, guardian, or responsible adult who has in his or her possession a valid FOID card, which is a firearm owner's identification card. The shooting hours are a half hour before sunrise until sunset, and young hunters should be aware that the archery deer season is underway, and archery hunters will be out during the special weekend hunt. All other hunters hunting in a county open to youth deer hunting, which includes all local counties, must comply with the requirements to wear blaze orange. And if you're a camper, autumn's arrival finds several Carlisle Lake campgrounds closed or soon to be closed. In addition, special events are planned or will be planned later this month at certain campgrounds remaining open. Coles Creek Campground is now closed, but the Boulder Campground at Carlisle remains open until October 15th. The Dam West Campground and McNair Campground will remain open until November 1st, while the Dam East Campground is open all year. Now, special Halloween activities are planned at Dam West Campground on October 31st. Campers are encouraged to decorate their site with Halloween spirit for a chance to win free camping. Park rangers will be judging the sites for creativity starting at 8:30 p.m. on the 31st. And prizes awarded during this special event include 5 days of free camping for the first place, 3 days of free camping for second place, and 2 days of free camping for third place. The Dam West Campground will also be open to the public for trick-or-treating on October 31st from 6 to 8, and the sites that will be welcoming trick-or-treaters will have a pumpkin displayed on their site post. Also, the annual Haunted Trail at Carlisle Lake will be October 22nd and 23rd from 6:30 to 10:30. If you're interested, meet at the Carlisle McDonald's parking lot and take a ride down the Little Prairie Nature Trail. A $5 admission fee is charged, with proceeds going to the 2011 Fireworks Spectacular. And also, don't forget that the fall trout fishing season opens this month. It opens on October 16th at 5 a.m. State officials anticipate that the 2010 Illinois fall fishing season will feature rainbow trout fishing at dozens of ponds and lakes throughout the site. Last year, thousands of rainbow trout were stocked at the various locations just prior to the opening of the fall trout season. And anglers fishing these waters right now are reminded they cannot take any trout, cannot keep any at all, until 5 a.m. on opening day. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more right after these messages.
This Thursday is Circus Day in Bunnell. Kelly Miller Circus, America's favorite circus since 1938, will give performances at 4:30 and 7:30 at Bunnell City Park, sponsored by the Cole Country Chamber of Commerce. Don't miss it. Kelly Miller Circus invites you to the showgrounds on Circus Morning to see the spectacle of elephants setting up the giant big top. You can save by buying tickets now from any chamber member or at Bunnell City Hall, F&B Bunnell, Roma's Pizza, Accents Florals and Gifts, Gillespie City Hall, or Topriani Sales and Gifts. Bring the kids to see the Kelly Miller Circus.
Okay, we're back, and fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs is shaping up as to be one of the best fall fishing years of the decade, I'd assume. At Lake Shelbyville right now, the lake is at summer pool and the water is extremely clear. Water temperatures are running in the lower 70s to the upper 60s, and wind has been the key on the white bass and walleye. Most of the action is shallow since the bait has moved very shallow, and the walleye are also shallow and cruising for bait fish. Virtually every day is different, but the anglers are catching walleye along with the white bass every day. And indeed, the largemouth bass are also mixed in there as well. They're catching good numbers of a wide variety of fish. They're all shallow chasing shad, and you can have a great day of catching fish very easily. The walleye kind of need to concentrate a little more on the points with the shallow wood cover, just running flats for the white bass. The crappie have also started to take advantage of the shallow bait fish, and some of these fish came on brush and stumps no deeper than 10 feet recently. And a lot of fish are as shallow as 5 feet. Look for the bait in the area, and don't forget to hit the isolated stumps as they are holding bigger fish right now. And the crappie fishing, if it isn't already turned on, will really turn on as these water temperatures drop into the lower 60s and all through the 50s. Starting about mid-October up until about a week before or after Thanksgiving, this is the time to catch these crappie. This period is absolutely the best crappie fishing of the entire year, so there's lots of things happening there at Lake Shelbyville and more promising action ahead. At Carlisle Lake right now, fair action is reported on sauger. They're being caught near the islands and silos by anglers trolling with crankbaits. This has been the standard practice all year and continuing to produce fish. Catfish action is rated good. Anglers are drifting with shrimp or cut shad. Pole and line fishermen are using cheese baits and cut bait. And the crappie bite, just starting to turn on now. Some of these fish are moving in shallow, and tube jigs and minnows seem to be working, while some anglers continue to cast roadrunners. And the white bass are very good. They're moving on to the rocky banks now. The best bite is along these clay and rock banks, with many being taken on the sandy shores as well. In the tailwaters, white bass are rated good on rooster tails combined with curly tails, tube jigs, or minnows. The catfish bite also remains good, with cut bait, night crawlers, and cheese baits leading the way here. And crappie fishing in the tailwaters is fair now. These fish are being caught up in the river. Many are being taken on minnows and tube jigs. And the sauger bite has been fair. Overcast days seem to be the best by vertically jigging off the bottom with a curly tail tipped with a crawler or night minnow. And at Rend Lake in the state's southern reaches, the crappie bite is great and only to get excellent very soon as these water temperatures keep cooling. They're not having many trips where anglers aren't doing very well on the crappie. It takes about a pound of minnows each trip. These crappie are really liking the minnows, and you're going to catch a lot of small fish before you catch these nice ones, but just hang in there and fish anywhere from 2 to 10 feet around the laydown trees. As we've said, always start fishing the laydowns at the deepest part and move shallower. Some nice fish are being caught. Minnows seem to be producing way more than the jigs. And watch the other fishermen. Someone stumbles onto a technique and just follow their patterns, and you'll do very well. The bass is also turning on. With water level dropping, it seems like these bass have congregated closer to the last remaining cover in the creeks. Shad and enormous ghouls are being seen in the bays now, especially Gun Creek. And shad color spinnerbaits and shallow crankbaits are working pretty well. However, it's pretty tough to get a lot of bites with all the live bait in the area. And topwater bait action has also picked up with some key bites lately. The fish are shallow and seem to be holding on woody cover very well. So lots of good action here on the bass. The catfish bite is good all around the lake, and Wren continues to yield some very good catfish action. Cut shad, commercial baits, all working well. Shoreline fishermen continue to do well in the Ina area, and you can catch them just about anywhere, tight lining off the bottom. If trip fishing from the boat, try fishing north of Highway 154 and south of the Rend Lake Resort. If you get north of the resort, you will run into a lot of stumps, so that kind of confuses things. And like we said, the crappie bite, that may be the very best thing to report. It is really turning on right now and will continue to do so for the next, say, month and a half. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.